You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, September 18th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 6%. That's how much the price of oil fell on Tuesday. That's right. After the largest single-day increase in more than a decade on Monday, oil prices came back to earth. At least a little bit. Prices jumped after this weekend's drone attack, which destroyed crucial Saudi oil infrastructure. But on Tuesday, the Saudi Arabian energy minister said that the kingdom's oil production levels would be back to normal within weeks. Saudi Arabia says it has already restored 50% of the lost production. The next number up is 299. That's how much in Chinese yuan a jewel device with two flavor pods sells for. But right now, the nicotine vaping products aren't selling at all in China. According to Reuters, they have disappeared from online retailers. It's unclear exactly why Juul pods were removed from Tmall and JD.com, two of the largest online shopping sites in China, or who ordered them to be pulled. In the U.S., Juul is facing rising public outrage over teenage use of its nicotine products and a soon-to-be-finalized ban on flavored products. A Juul spokeswoman said the company remains committed to providing adult Chinese smokers with an alternative to cigarettes. Our last number is $600 million. That's how much the company Spotify raised in a secondary stock offering. The company offers e-commerce infrastructure that can do things like process payments and subscriptions. Its CEO said the company decided to raise more capital to have flexibility, but investors weren't entirely pleased, and the stock fell about 2.5% in Tuesday's trading. That drop won't bother long-term shareholders much. The stock has more than doubled so far this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, September 18th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.